Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for July 6th from 1 Chronicles 2 through 4. As a race, we seem to be fascinated with where we've come from, genealogically speaking. I was discovered by a never-known cousin on my father's side, his uncle's daughter or granddaughter, making me a second or third cousin, who proceeded to forward to me a genealogy that she had put together on the Green family. That my dad's family goes back to Revolutionary War era Rhode Island was a surprise to me. I didn't know that. It was a refrain that tumbled around in my head as I read through the genealogy. One feature to the genealogy that stuck with me was the number of my ancestors that came from what we would today call huge families. 8 children was common, as were 16 or 18 children from multiple wives. The story reflects not only a high pre-birth control birth rate, but high infant and female mortality rates from the troubles of childbearing and disease. My genealogy reminds me of the biblical world. Huge families, multiple marriages, concubinage, but ultimately few survivors. That the human race grew at all in the age before antibiotics and effective medical practice is a tribute to the tenacity of people just to live and bring life to the next generation. The chronicler, Ezra the priest most likely, has a very narrow focus. The families that played prominent roles in the continuing life of the Israelites after they were reduced to nearly nothing in the pogroms of Assyria, Edom, Syria, Persia, and Babylon, let alone all the smaller skirmishes that had had the net effect of reducing Israel's population. He features Caleb's descendants, David's clan, and surprisingly, the descendants of Rechab, a family that appears in Jeremiah in the 35th chapter as teetotalers zealous to keep their spiritual purity. Descendants of these tribes had important roles in the post-exilic returnees to the Promised Land. Although these 2,500-year-old genealogies can be mind-numbing and confusing, remember, they tell the story of how one nation that came from one man gave birth to the one man who is Savior for all men. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.